Annette Herfkes is the only survivor of a plane crash in Vietnam. Heavily injured, she survived for 8 days in the jungle between 30 dead, among whom her own fiancé. Afterwards, she wrote the book Turbulence and can now be booked as a speaker. She tells about how she survived the crash and what you can learn from it. Okay. Hi, Annette. Welcome to our studio.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Let's go back to 1992. What happened then?
I was visiting my fiancé in Vietnam and in Ho Chi Minh City. He was putting up 2 branches for ING Bank. I was working for Banco Santander at the time, a Spanish bank. We were college sweethearts, 13 years together. He had planned a romantic vacation in Nha Trang. We left early, 7 o'clock in the morning. 20 minutes into the flight, it was a gigantic drop. We flew into the mountain.
So the plane crashed in the jungle.
Then the next memory, I wake up. One moment there were these roaring motors. Next is this strange sound of the jungle. And next to me is my fiancé, still strapped in his chair, dead. I had on top of me, there was turned out to be a chair with a dead body. I pushed it away from me. I must have gone into shock, because the next memory, I was out in the jungle floor about 2 meters away from the plane.
But then you realize that you're the only survivor and you're in the middle of the jungle.
Yes, yes. And well, at first there was somebody alive. I tried to make contact with him. He actually gave me some clothes, because my skirt, I lost my skirt. We communicated for one day, but then by the end of the day, he was dead. And then I was completely alone. Everyone was dead.
And you stayed there for, over 8 days. How did you manage to survive?
Yeah, at first I just had to observe and take stock and take the reality for what it was, accepting that was my reality. This is real. This is true. And I stayed in that observing mind. This is it. This is what's happening, and you better accept it. Then I shifted my focus from the dead to the jungle, to the beauty of the jungle, as much as I could. Then I realized that I needed water, and then I made a plan to get water, which was painful and difficult because I could hardly walk. But then I figured out that the insulation material of the plane was, I could function as a sponge and would soak up the water. So I had, and I made a plan, and I made that, I made it in little achievable steps, and I congratulate myself when I achieved the step.
And is that something you learned from your job, because you had an important job at a bank, or was it more an instinct that was talking?
Well, I think that I was always good at listening to my instinct, and that's why I had that job. I was always good in staying still and listening to, I would say, my bigger mind, my unconscious, or that little voice inside of you. I did it as a trader. I did that in dire circumstances, and so that's what I did now too. I observe. I don't immediately let my mind run off in what-if scenarios. I stay with what's real in the moment, and then I accept the situation too. That's what I was used to as a trader on Wall Street as well.
And is that the most important for you? The most important lesson you learned from the experience?
As a lesson, I always would think, listen to your instincts, stay still, observe, and make a plan. But I also had a spiritual, and I always had a mystic experience. I looked the death in the eyes, and the death was beautiful. And then I learned that there is nothing to fear if all fear is rooted in the fear of death, because death looked beautiful to me.
After 8 days, you were rescued. How did that happen?
A group of men appeared out of nowhere and showed me the passengers list. I pointed out my name, and they gave me my first sip of water. And then they carried me between them on a stick down the mountain.
Several years later, you wrote a book about on your experience. You're now working as a public speaker. How is it to go back to that that experience and talk about it in front of audiences?
Well, again, it was for me it was in the end a beautiful experience. So, and I thought it was important to share it. So I do really think that I have something to share in that experience. And actually, I'm learning as I go, because I learned a lot, I have done a lot where I had not put words to until I started writing the books. And I'm still, people still help me in finding the words. Mm-hmm. Too. So it's a process, and I like sharing what I learned.
Okay, thank you, Annette. Thank you for sharing this story with us.
Thank you for having me.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.